So, you came.
I didn't think I had a choice.
Wait here. I'll see if she's ready for you.
You should be careful with your ball. It could have gone straight into the canal.
I think I know you.
You don't know me, but I know you. You are Franciscus, am I right?
I do know you.
You were just a baby when I lived here.
You are the girl from the painting. The girl with the earring.
That is when it happened. As I stared into his little eyes, grey like the sea, just like his father's, I was transported back to another lifetime to what happened 12 years ago. To the pigments of my memories coloured in yellow ochre and ultramarine. To the smells of linseed oil. To the piercing agony of another time and place. A man and woman came to visit us one day.
Greet! Greet! Who are they?
I don't know, Agnes. Mother didn't tell me we were having visitors.
They're coming.
This way, please. This is the girl, then?
I could hear rich carpets in her voice. Books and pearls and fur.
Yes, this is my daughter, Greet.
She's not very big. She's strong enough.
Well, she can do the work, I assure you. That won't be a problem.
What are you doing here, Greet?
Cutting vegetables, sir, for the soup.
Are they laid out in order of what will go in the soup first?
No, sir.
I see you've separated the whites, the onions and the turnips, and the orange carrots and purple cabbage. They do not sit together. Why is that?
The colours fight when they're side by side, sir.
Do you spend much time setting out the vegetables before making the soup?
I didn't want him to think I was idle, so I said,
no, sir.
That's enough prattle. Tomorrow, then.
What's tomorrow? What's going on, Greet?
You are to start working as they're made tomorrow. If you do well, you'll get paid 8 stuivers a day.
And I'm going to live there. With them.
Oh, don't look at me like that. We have to, now that your father has lost his trade.
Where do they live?
On Ouder Langendijk, where it intersects with the Molenport.
Papist's Corner. They're Catholics. You're sending me to live in a Catholic house.
You can come home on Sundays. They've agreed to that.
Oh. I'm sorry, Greet. I would have liked to have done better for the family.
I wanted to be angry with Father. But the place where his eyes had been, where the doctor had sewn shut the skin, looked so sorrowful that I didn't say anything.
But he's a gentleman. He's good and fair. He will treat you well.
He said nothing of the man's wife.
How can you be sure of that? Do you know him?
Don't you know who he is?
No.
Do you remember the painting we saw in the town hall a few years ago, which Van Rauwen was displaying after he bought it? A view of Delft from the Rotterdam and Schiedam gates, with the sky that took up so much of the painting and the sunlight on some of the buildings.
And the paint had sand in it to make the brickwork and roofs look rough.
That's the one.
That man was Van Rauwen.
The patron? No, child. That was the painter, Vermeer. That was Johannes Vermeer and his wife.
What's that?
Father gave me this to take with me. Of all the tiles he ever made, this is my favourite.
The two children playing together?
Yes. It will remind me of home. Of you.
I don't want you to go.
We need the money, Agnes.
But I'll be all alone.
I'll come home often. I promise.
Suppose you like it so much there that you don't want to come back here again.
That's not possible. I'll be back every Sunday. And one day, I'll come home for good. And everything will be just as it was.
I stand in the middle of the 8-point star in Market Square the next day. The centre of Delft. the centre of my life. I have walked in all the directions the star points in, except this one. The one that leads to Papist's Corner.
Over here, March. Fly them over here.
You better pop them before they reach the ground, or those tiles will have to be scrubbed again.
Are you the new mate?
Yes.
Well, that's what you're for then, isn't it? Scrubbing tiles.
Cornelia!
We were told to watch out for you.
Cornelia, who are you talking to?
No one, just the new maid.
Well, don't just stand there, girl. Come in, there's work to be done. Don't stand around gawping at the paintings. You're here to work, remember that. This is where we do the cooking. All the shopping for the day is kept here. Young Mistress Caterina does most of it, but you'll have to get the meat and fish while she's carrying a child, which is often.
Is she pregnant now?
Yes.
There were 5 children playing outside, so this would be her 6th. I try not to show what I think of that.
This is the laundry room. All this needs ironing for a start.
The laundry hasn't been bleached properly, but again, I say nothing.
There's a cistern in the cooking kitchen, but you best get your water for washing from the canal. It's clean enough in this part of town. Come on, hurry up. Go down the ladder. You'll sleep down there. Drop your things there now. You can sort yourself out later.
I feel like an apple tree losing its fruit.
This is where the girls sleep. And these rooms are my mistress, Maria Tin's rooms. Only I go in there to clean. Do you hear me?
Panica, is that the new girl?
Yes, madam.
Bring her in here so that I can see her.
Go on.
I can tell straight off that she is Caterina's mother.
What's your name, girl?
Greet.
Are you happy to come and work here, Greet?
My heart squeezes itself like a fist.
That's right, girl. You keep your thoughts to yourself. Has she been in the studio yet?
No, madam.
Good. I'll take her. Open the shutters. Not the window on the left, just the middle and far windows. And only the lower part of the middle window. Not a common sight, is it?
I can't help but stare.
You're not the only one to forget your manners in front of one of his paintings. Yes. He's managed this one well. That's Van Rauwen's wife. She's not beautiful, but he makes her so. It will fetch a good price.
I will always remember it.
You will be cleaning in here, but you mustn't move anything. He hasn't finished this painting. It has to look as if nothing has been touched.
Madam, may I ask, how do I clean without moving anything?
You will have to work that out yourself.
Now, madam.
No, Tanika is waiting for you to go to the meat hall with her. After that, you will get straight to work.
Tanika, how long have you been working for Maria Dent?
Oh, many years. Before master and young mistress were married. I was 14 then. I've worked with them for more than half my life.
I would not have said such a thing with so much pride.
Peter, this is Greet. She will be fetching the meat for us from now on.
Greet, it will be my pleasure to serve you.
His eyes come to rest on me like a butterfly on a flower.
What would you like, Greet?
£4 of chops and £1 of tongue.
He is handsome. But look at the bloodstains on his apron.
What do you think of that, Greet? Don't I sell the best tongue in Delft?
It's not fresh.
What?
What's wrong with you? Peter has the best meat and most honest scales in the hall.
It's grey around the edges.
What about this?
That's better.
Thank you. Now add it to our account as usual.
A pleasure doing business with you, Tanika. And I look forward to serving you again, Greet.
There was no need to be rude.
I'm trying my best to clean the studio without moving anything, but I am distracted by the painting. I want to wear the mantle and pearls that Van Ralven's wife is wearing. I want to know the man who painted her like that.
What are you doing?
Sir, I was just...
What are you doing with the letter?
I was told to clean.
Yes, I can see that you're cleaning. What exactly are you doing with your fingers?
Sir, I thought if I placed my thumb along the edge of the paper, my second finger along another, and anchor my hand with the smallest finger hooked to the table edge, I should be able to move the letter, dust there, and replace it where my hand indicated.
My heart is beating so loudly in my chest, I'm afraid he might hear it.
How do you intend to clean everything else?
I'll measure each thing in relation to the other objects around it and the space between them.
And how did you clean the furniture?
In the same way. But I used my feet, knees and shoulders. Even my chin with the chairs.
And that is it, I thought. I'd upset him, and I'd be sent home before long. That is what I think is going to happen when Katerina approaches me in the kitchen.
Great. Good evening, mistress.
My husband has inspected the studio and found that the cleaning suited him.
Thank you, mistress.
Don't thank me. You know what your duties are, then? Tonica has explained everything to you?
Yes, mistress.
Well then, you'll know what to do. And you'll do it.
She doesn't like me. I can tell. And she's not the only one. That night, as I climb down to the cellar to sleep, someone is in my room.
Hello, Greet.
Cornelia, what are you doing here?
Just making sure you are comfortable for the night.
What have you done? Why have you strewn my things everywhere?
That's when I notice it. My father's tile cracked in two. The two children on it now playing by themselves.
What's that, Greet? Oh dear. Did you break that when you dumped your sad little bundle of things down here?
Get out of here, or I'll slap you again.
I am broken, separated from my family. And in that moment, I vow I'll never let that girl break me again.